This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 2nd August 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel, it's a warm and sunny day. Tel Aviv is enjoying bright skies, while Jerusalem sees a few clouds. Eilut remains hot and dry. Now, here are today's headlines. First, just in, Ynet reports ongoing strikes in Gaza, with 18 reported dead. Israel insists on Hamas disarmament before any ceasefire under a U.S.-backed plan. Also earlier today, Times of Israel notes that Minister Eli Cohen confirms attacks in Gaza will continue. He highlights a lack of cabinet discussion on disarmament proposals. Children are reportedly among the dead. Also this hour, Walla reports a surprise in Israel as former President Trump refrains from a planned strike on Iran. His decision marks a second cancellation in 2 weeks. Separately, Forward details that President Trump stopped a joint U.S.-Israel attack on Iran's energy infrastructure. He heeded a plea from Saudi Arabia. And finally, from earlier today, Israel Hayom Hebrew says a senior Hamas military official was killed in an IDF strike. Palestinian media names him as Nafaj Sabih, linked to Hamas's information security. Reaction has been swift on social media. Open source analyst OSINT613 shared just minutes ago that Israel voiced concerns to the U.S. about a proposed Hamas disarmament plan. Belaz News reported earlier today that Nikolai M. Mladenov of the Gaza Peace Council condemned recent Gaza strikes. He criticized the civilian toll and damage to medical facilities. Eyal Yaakovi questioned how someone could enjoy the beach while describing ongoing violence in Gaza as a genocide, posting just moments ago. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the ongoing conflict in Gaza, Ynet reports 18 Palestinians have died amid continued Israeli strikes. The proposed U.S.-backed roadmap demands Hamas's disarmament as a condition for ceasefire talks. The situation remains tense as negotiations stall, impacting civilians caught in the crossfire. Turning to the U.S.-Israel relationship, Times of Israel shared insights on Israel's military actions in Gaza. As Minister Eli Cohen states, operations will persist. Disarmament discussions with the U.S. are ongoing. The uncertainty affects both diplomatic relations and local security measures. Meanwhile, Walla highlighted a diplomatic twist involving former President Trump. He unexpectedly halted a planned strike on Iran, surprising many in Israel. This decision came after Saudi Arabia's intervention, highlighting complex regional alliances. In a related development, Forward reported that Trump canceled the joint assault on Iran's energy infrastructure. This action underscores Saudi Arabia's influence in regional security matters. The cancellation could reshape diplomatic dynamics in the Middle East. Finally, Israel Hayom Hebrew relayed the elimination of a key Hamas figure in a Gaza strike. Nafash Sabih's death marks a significant blow to Hamas's operations. This event may escalate tensions further, affecting peace efforts. On the economic front. First, SeaTech reports Ben-Gurion Airport is preparing for a busy August. The airport expects daily passenger numbers to reach 10,000. Travelers are advised to arrive early due to anticipated high traffic. Separately, Israel Hayom Business covers Gadi Eisenkot's visit to Margalit Startup City in Kiryat Shmona. He emphasized strengthening the North as a national priority. This initiative highlights the region's growing role in Israel's tech landscape. And finally, Ynet Business features Alex Boazes, the Israeli entrepreneur behind Deal's success. His journey from France to Israel, an eventual founding of Deal, now valued at $17 billion, showcases Israel's vibrant startup culture. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 12 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.